we mentioned, we're talking about the lachos of Mashavuruch, saying Mashavuruch, Marid HaGeshem, Marid HaGoshem. So one of the questions is, what is the correct nusach? Is it Geshem or Goshem? So I want to point out before we start that the Rav Moshe and Tshuva says the correct nusach is Goshem. And he says that this was the nusach which was found in Europe, it was used in Europe on a regular basis. And that was what Rav Moshe writes. That being said, the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky pointed out that the correct nusach is Geshem, not Goshem, al pi diktuk. And there was a kuntres which came out a while back in Eretz Yisrael, where he spent a large amount of time working on this issue, trying to look back an old siddurim, what was written over there, was it Geshem or Goshem, and al pi diktuk what is correct. And he comes out very strongly that the correct nusach is Geshem, to the point that Rosh Shlomo Zalman, he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman for a haskama, and Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote back that you don't need me to give a haskama. All your work is very clear, and I'm going to change my nusach from Goshem to Geshem based on your work. So Rav Moshe Zatzal passed on the correct nusach is Goshem, not Geshem, and the many other poskim felt the correct nusach is Geshem. So whatever you do, you have what to be semechan. If you have a masara one way or the other, you should stick to your masara and that point. And we're not going to sit here and debate it and come up with any real resolution to the question. Okay, so we mentioned yesterday that if a person has this issue of sometimes not being clear, etc., if a person wants to use the Eitzah, but I'm advocating very strongly, if a person who comes up with this question, whether they said Mashiach or Goshem, regularly gets nervous about it, etc., a person should use the Eitzah of saying it now, not 90 times, or now it's already been a few days, to count the days, the amount of times you said it since Sukkot, since Shmini Atzeres, and then add on a total of 90, and then you can assume that you said it properly. The Mishnah Berurah does bring a Chassam Sofer, that Chassam Sofer says you should say it 101 times. The Maaseh, the Hakra of the Ramah and others is just to say it 90 times is sufficient. You do not need to say it 101 times to do that. There is a suggestion, since it's a Haskar, which a person has to say, the Shabura raises this question in other areas. If a person finished the bracha of Machaya Mesim, he did not start the next bracha of Atah Kadosh, can he add a Mashiach Mora to Goshem at that point in time? Is that acceptable or not? So the Ikar Pesach is that you should, in other scenarios, we'll talk about Yalla V'Yavo, for example, that Eitzah is an Eitzah, a person forgot Yalla V'Yavo. So the person, again, it's something which is required, Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh by day, not by Maariv, but by day. A person has to go back if they forgot Yalla V'Yavo. If a person remembered before the bracha, he says Yalla V'Yavo, and then he says, again, Masech HaZen HaNeinu. Person already said Baruch HaTo Hashem, so what should he do? But let's say if a person said Baruch HaTo Hashem, HaMachazirshkin HaSol LeTzion, he didn't start Moedim yet. So Shabura says, you say Yalla V'Yavo right there. You say the paragraph of Yalla V'Yavo after you said the bracha of Machazirshkin HaSol LeTzion, before you said Moedim, you would say Yalla V'Yavo at that point. And therefore, you don't have to go back and go back to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. You have an eighth of saying it over there at that point. By Mashiach Amar Goshem, the Shabura seems to say that we do not rely on that, and a person should go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei at that point in time. Okay, Message Hashem, starting next week, we'll start the halachas of Netilas Yadayim for the Suda, and meanwhile, have a good.